Hey, gorgeous. If you want success on your fertility journey, you've got to have the mindset for it. It's time to kick fear, negativity, doubt, shame, jealousy, and the whole clown car of low-vibe fertility journey BS to the curb. I'm your host, Roseanne Austin, Fertility Mindset Master. Former prosecutor and recovering type A control freak perfectionist, I use the power of mindset to get pregnant naturally and have my baby boy at 43, despite years of fertility treatment failure. I help women across the globe beat the odds on their fertility journey just like I did. Get ready for a quick hit of confidence, joy, feminine badassery, and loads of hell yes for your fertility journey. It's time to get fearless, baby. Fearlessly fertile. Let's do this. Welcome to the Fearlessly Fertile Podcast, episode 267. Discomfort is divine. Why comfortable is dangerous when trying to conceive. Hey, loves, we're back for more awesomeness this week, talking about discomfort. And this topic came up for me because having had the good fortune of speaking to thousands of women from all over the world who are living their fertility journey, there's something that I hear a lot. Things like, oh, I'm not comfortable with that. Or, you know, that just seems like a stretch for us. Or I don't know anybody who does that. Like, it just came to my attention that, you know, we need to really have a discussion about this mythology, is what I think of it as, around comfort. And I think that for so many of us, this journey, our fertility journey, is such a massive departure from what we're used to that there are so many different things coming into our lives very quickly and a lot of stuff that we frankly just don't understand unless you happen to be a physician. And even if you are a physician listening to this, there's probably some shit about fertility that you're not talking about in your specialty, okay? So being on the fertility journey thrusts us into a world that many of us, unless you had some pre-existing diagnosis from a young age where you were aware that your fertility may be, for at least a time, possibly compromised, for most of us, this is kind of a blindside. And many of us, when we get blindsided, we fall back into old patterns. And that typical pattern when the blindside comes into our lives is to freeze. It takes a very aware and conscious person to take action when blindsided. Most people are just going to kind of freeze and just be stuck because they don't want to make a mistake. They don't want to make the wrong move, which is another cultural influence. And it's heartbreaking when you think about it because, and I can only speak to American culture. I don't know what it's like in other people's cultures, and I'm not going to speculate. But at least here in the States, we learn from a very early age in our education system that there's only one answer to a question and it has to be a certain way. I mean, it's just very slightly brainwashy about how to approach issues that come up in our lives. And I think a lot of us take that into adulthood. We don't really question it very often. And we take the equation of 2 + 2 = 4, and we treat that like that kind of necessarily one answer to a question mentality to our private lives. And we don't have perspective that, like, hey, there might be one answer to a math problem, but when it comes to a personal issue, when it comes to our relationships, when it comes to any other form of human expression, it's not so neat and tidy. And I honestly think that it's the fear of getting it wrong that has us stay trapped in a cocoon of comfort. But the problem is on this journey, it is a fast track to growth. And you have to make lots of decisions very quickly. And you often don't have the luxury of pondering 1,000 pieces of data before you move forward. Now, if you listen to episode 266 from last week, we talked about doing your best. And that's a completely different equation than working harder and all that good stuff. So this is kind of a continuation of that idea, but from a different angle. Because when you want to beat the odds on this journey, you just can't wait until you're comfortable for something because we're making thousands of decisions. Sometimes thousands of decisions in a matter of a week, sometimes over months, and certainly thousands of decisions over the time of our journey. And many of those decisions are things that you have to decide on quickly, and you can't wait till you're comfortable. And the very nature of this journey, as I was laying out for you, is often a blindside. So you're never going to be comfortable with a blindside, not really, because then it wouldn't be a blindside. It would be kind of a, I saw you coming, not a blindside. So I want to share with you some ideas about how you can change the way that you look at discomfort. And when you change the way that you look at discomfort, you are going to change the way discomfort feels for you. And when you change the way it feels, you're going to change your approach to it. And I want to start off with a quote that I was introduced to that I thought was absolutely fantastic, particularly when it comes to the subject of discomfort. And it goes like this, and this is by M. Scott Peck. The truth is, our finest moments are most likely to occur when we are feeling deeply uncomfortable, unhappy, or unfulfilled. For it is only in such moments, propelled by our discomfort, that we are likely to step out of our ruts and start searching for different ways or truer answers. Just let that roll around in your head a bit. Because what M. Scott Peck is really talking about here is our discomfort being a path to truth, a better life, and different ways of being. And this is so important because if you're sitting around on your journey waiting for the right moment to make a move, you're stuck. You're stuck. You have to ask yourself, what is not coming into my life? Because I am waiting to be comfortable. The way that this can show up is, you know, maybe you have been trying naturally for a little bit, and or maybe not even a little bit, maybe a kind of a long time. And whatever that means, right? For everyone, a long time is relative. So you fill in the blanks about that. But let's say you have been putting off going to look into IVF, or maybe you've been wanting to try out PRP, but you just have been putting it off. Maybe you've been listening to this fucking podcast for 2 years, knowing that you're dying to do this work that all of these women are doing. They're beating the statistics. They're overcoming insane odds. But you're just sitting there listening again instead of submitting your application to be part of it. Like, what's going on, right? You're just waiting till you're comfortable. In either of those scenarios, or about 1,000 different scenarios, life continues to move forward. But you are not. And over time, it's become really clear to me that what people are really saying when they are sitting with discomfort, or they're like, you know, I'm just not comfortable with that, they have one of two things going on. And even within these two things, they have multiple subcategories of things going on. But just for the sake of simplicity here, they either, number one, don't believe that they can have what they say they want, or two, they're afraid of failing. And they're kind of connected, but for our purposes here, they're different. People are either don't believe that they can have the baby that they say they want, because otherwise, if they did, they'd go and do the stuff that they need to do and quit waiting around to be comfortable to do it. Or they're afraid that if they make a mistake, or they make the wrong choice, they're going to lose something. Which in some ways, yeah, it's fear. It can be fear of disapproval. It can also be fucking lack and scarcity. Our old friend, lack and scarcity. Oh, if I do that IVF cycle and it doesn't work, then I just lost 20 grand, right? It's like the 20 grand is not lost. It's over there at the clinic, right? So, and that's what you're paying for, is an opportunity. So nothing was lost. Just because it didn't turn out the way that you wanted it to does not mean it was lost. This is what we do to ourselves. We start to create this sabotage pattern of waiting till we're comfortable, or only having conversations with our partners, friends, family, members of our bump squad. We only wait to have those overdue conversations until we're comfortable. But you have to ask yourself, what is it costing you to wait until you're comfortable? It's extremely dangerous on a fertility journey that is often moving very, very quickly. You have opportunity coming in and out of your life all the time. And I was having a really cool conversation the other day with a mentor of mine. And in this is why mentorship and having coaching in your life is like, dude, if you have any expectation of achieving any sort of success, you've got to have that going. And for where I'm headed and what I want to create, I don't let a day go by without mentorship. And so we were having this conversation and we were talking about this concept of a divine puzzle. We're constantly being handed puzzle pieces from the universe, God, source, whatever you want to call it, with opportunities. And it's like we're constantly being given the chance to be better, to be more, to have more, to give more. And when these opportunities or when these questions or decisions come into our lives, we're either saying yes in a way that moves us forward, or we're saying, no, I'm not comfortable with that. And the opportunity just moves on. And you just never know what your no is blocking from your life. And it's interesting because the things that matter most to you are the things that light you up, right? When you're not going out and buying a car, you're having a baby. There's something about this that lights you up. And you can rest assured that whenever you're lit up and excited and you want something with all of your heart, and I see this all the time, and I see this with women who are willing to get uncomfortable and take bold action, even though they're uncomfortable, they allow their heart to guide them. And these are not reckless women. You see them on the podcast, and a lot of them you don't even hear on the podcast either, because not everyone comes onto the podcast. But because they're so committed to this thing in their heart, that being a mom, they're gonna say yes. And they're going to be willing to do things that would otherwise make them uncomfortable because they're more committed to the vision than they are their fear. And so when you're being handed these opportunities, these puzzle pieces that are gonna come together to create this beautiful life that you're trying to call in, when you start saying no to these things, you have no idea how long you're going to delay it. Seriously, think about this. How much different do you think, and this is just for your experience alone, don't be worried about what anyone else is doing. Just look back at your journey right now from where you are. And this is never about regret. This is simply about awareness. How many things did you say no to that you really wanted that are probably holding you back right now? How many no's have you said? How many, I'm not comfortable with that yet. Like, how many times have you created your own block with your fucked up no instead of saying a divine yes? And when we are on a journey where it's of unknown duration, but time in some ways does matter, are you really willing to squander your time waiting until you're comfortable? And what's interesting about comfort and why it's so dangerous, comfort is typically what you know. It's solely based on what you know. But if you're doing all these things and they're not working for you, why would you keep doing them? Why would you keep going back to what you know when your baby is clearly not there? This is entirely new ground that you are going to have to tread. Getting to the place where you get and stay pregnant is new ground. You've never been there before. And let's say, oh, well, I've been pregnant before. I just can't hold on to a pregnancy. Well, it's going to be brand new and uncomfortable for you when you're in a place where you're actually getting and staying pregnant. That is new territory. And mark my words, new territory is going to feel uncomfortable because it's new. You've never been there before. So if you're not consistently giving yourself the chance and the opportunity to sit with discomfort and let it pass and you keep moving forward, how are you ever going to get there? Think about that. How are you ever going to get to a place where you're like, yeah, I'm totally uncomfortable, but my vision is clear. I know I want to have this baby. I'm uncomfortable as fuck, but I know that I trust myself and this is my next move. I feel it. This is a divine puzzle piece. This discomfort is divine. It is leading me to the next place because if I wasn't growing, I wouldn't be uncomfortable. And I know uncomfortable means I'm in new territory. Trust me, I want to hold my baby and that's fucking new territory. So give me the new territory. Give me the fucking discomfort. I'll take it all day. Just imagine that. imagine being in a place where you are allowing discomfort to propel you forward, that you actually got to the place where you're like, oh shit, I'm uncomfortable, but this is actually good. This means I'm headed in the right direction. This means I'm about to grow. This means that I'm going to have that much more pushing me forward toward this baby. I'm not just letting moss grow on me as I'm waiting to make a decision. Now, let me give you another example, because comfortable has an attractiveness to it the same way that our old comfort food from when we were children has that attractiveness to it. Think about it. When I think of all the things that I used to love to eat when I was a little kid, it's like I eat them now and I'm like, oh my God, this is garbage, right? This is not good for me. Like, I think of some of the stuff, like, and even if it was home cooked that my mom made that I so fucking love and I so appreciate her for, I'm like, I'm not eating that now. Knowing what I know now, I'm not eating that, right? So comfort makes us feel great in the moment, but there is a price to pay. Possibly a stomach ache, possibly a spike in blood sugar, possibly a whole lot of regret. And so I really want you to take this idea that discomfort is divine and start thinking about this in your own life. And more importantly, fucking start applying it. If you are comfortable, you are probably self-sabotaging because you're stuck in a box of what you know. But your baby is in the new territory that you don't know. You don't know. Like, I'm sure that there are some of you listening to this that have been doing IVF for a while, but your heart is really saying, you know what? I want to try to have this baby naturally. There's something in me that's telling me I can do this. Like, go to my Instagram highlight reels. Go look at how many women have had this experience where they're told, okay, IVF is the only option and you're going to have to, you know, give up on getting pregnant naturally. But it's like all these women you're seeing are getting pregnant naturally. And now don't mistake me like having some horse in this race about how you have your baby. I don't give two shits how you have your baby. I want you to have your baby in a way that feels really great to you. Natural, IVF, IUI, standing on your head. I don't care. What I do care about is that you love yourself enough to get out of comfortable and into divine discomfort so you can fucking get to the new territory called baby town. So I'm going to encourage you to take a look around your life this week and look around. Where are you just playing small by staying comfortable? What are the opportunities that you are not seizing because they make you uncomfortable or you're going to have to grow? I mean, I'm sorry, mama, but if you're not willing to grow, like, what the fuck are you doing? Comfort is stagnation. Discomfort is divine. Think about that. And if you want my help starting to love discomfort and letting discomfort propel you forward to mama town, my Fearlessly Fertile Method program is for women who intend to get pregnant in the next 12 months and say hell yes to covering their bases, mind and body. My methodology has helped women around the world make their mom dreams come true. Their results speak for themselves. And if you don't have a mindset for success, then sure, baby, you got to gape and hole in your strategy. You can't expect to keep doing the same old shit and get a different result. You got to start thinking like a woman who succeeds, and you got to be fearless so you can be fertile. Go to my website, www.frommaybetobaby.com, and apply for an interview there. If you want to get and stay pregnant in the next 12 months, the time to take action and get a little uncomfortable is now. Till next time, change your mindset, change your results.
Love this episode of the Fearlessly Fertile podcast? Subscribe now and leave an awesome review. Remember, the desire in your heart to be a mom is there because it was meant for you. When it comes to your dreams, keep saying hell yes.